Welcome to a new episode of Pick a Name Podcast. Today we have a very special guest, Guadalupe. Hello, Guadalupe.
Hello, Ruben. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I heard today you're going to talk about Stephen King. So, Guadalupe?
Yes, Ruben. We will learn about the acclaimed writer Stephen King, considered the king of horror in the field of reading and reading, successor to Edgar Allan Poe and H.P. Lovecraft. His father, Donald Edward King, was a Marine, and his mother, Nellie Ruth Billsbury, was a housewife. His father abandoned them when Stephen was 2 years old, forcing Ruth to work as a caregiver in a mental home. His brother, David King, was adopted in 1945 because Ruth believed she was burned, but 2 years later, Stephen Edward King was born on September 21 in Portland, Maine. At the age of 11, Stephen witnessed the death of a friend who was trapped in the train tracks, so he was left in a state of shock that caused amnesia and temporary loss of speech. In the basement of his home, he found a collection of histories by H.P. Lovecraft. Together with his brother, he read it every day, thus creating an interest in the horror genre. During his teenage years, in the 17s, he began to write fantastic and horror histories that he published in the high school newspaper. To pay for his studies, he worked as a janitor and in an industrial laundry. At the time, he met his future wife, Tabitha, in the university library. In 1917, he graduated in English from the University of Maine. When he worked occasionally as an undertaker in the local cemetery, at the age of 18, he wrote his first story, I Was a Teenage Grave Robber. In 1970, he had his first daughter, Naomi Rachel, and married the following year. From then on, Stephen began teaching English at the high school in Hampton, another town in Maine. Their marriage was affected to King's to purchasing liquor, tobacco, and hardcover books.
Guadalupe, Ruben here. How did Stephen King's teaching career and financial issues influence Carrie?
Well, her inspiration for Carrie were two of her friends. One of them was bullied at high school for wearing the same clothes every day. Her other classmate met her in college. She suffered from compulsion and people often walked away from her. When working as a teacher, the idea of reading as a girl with telekinesis suffering bullying crossed her mind. They didn't have a lot of money, so he thought he would earn a little from the book if it sold. The anecdote is famous that after conceiving it is a church story, he discarded the story and threw it in the waste basket. Tabitha found those pages written and convinced him to continue it. I started reading King's books around 2 or 3 years ago. Carrie was my first book. I was struck by his easy and comfortable narrative, also the use of omniscient narrator.
Hi, Margarita here. Guadalupe, do you ever feel anxious or scared after reading one of the Stephen King's books?
Not really. There have been scenes where they leave me thinking, but I haven't feel anxious. Maybe if I got scared by the mini story in the tall grass, it has been in the one of that has impacted me the most.
Eric here. Which of Stephen King's characters do you find the most compelling and what makes them stand out to you?
The character that I find most attractive is that Trenton, a 4 years old boy who lives in the horrors of Cuyo, who begins with nightmares and then moves on to reality.
Margarita here. Guadalupe, researchers have found that reading or watching terror helps prevent depression. Do you think this is true?
I think it depends too much on the type of person. For a person with depression, it can be an escape from reality. I read an article in which it says that watching horror movies creates disturbing images in your brain, replacing the problems we currently have and minimizing them. So I think for some people they can be a great help.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Guadalupe, and see you the next time in a new episode of Pick a Name Podcast.